Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 26th, 2018. Today is Monday in the second week of Lent. Here is one verse of scripture from the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians. For the kingdom of God depends not on talk, but on power. For the kingdom of God depends not on talk, but on power. Here ends the reading. Paul makes this statement after quite a chapter of really regaling the church at Corinth. His apostleship has come under attack, and the Corinthians have set themselves up as sort of super spiritual. They have all these gifts in operation. It's a big deal to them to have wisdom. They are sort of replete with all sorts of signs and wonders. And they've begun to doubt Paul's authority. And so Paul is about to go to them and set things straight. That's what leads him to say, the kingdom of God depends not on talk, but on power. Well, actually, the verse caused me to go back and look around in the Greek New Testament, and the word that is translated by the New Revised Standard Version as talk is the word logos, or speech, words. So the kingdom of God is more than words, but it is power. The word in the text for power is the same word from which we get our English word dynamite. So the kingdom of God has an explosive quality. It breaks onto the scene. It rips open things. It's not just a bunch of words. Well, for a preacher, that's an interesting challenge. I make my living in words. How do my words evoke the power of the kingdom of God? Further, how does my life and witness shine forth the power of the kingdom? I think that there's something about this juxtaposition of the word power, dynamite, this dynamic nature of the kingdom, and the way that we often talk about the kingdom being present, the reign of God being present in the nooks and crannies of our world. It's led me to reflect today on how does the church demonstrate the power of God? Are we too retiring, too cautious, too quiet? We've mistaken being meek for being weak. We've mistaken being restrained for being silent. We've mistaken being humble for being really just invisible. And so Paul's challenge to the Corinthians, I think, is still a challenge to us. Do we even know, as 21st century Christians, the power of God? The power of the message that we have? Is our caution a result of a lack of faith? Is our reticence to speak forth, is that really grounded in a fear that we will be misunderstood, or is it just simply we're fearful? I don't have the answers to the questions, but it does seem to me that speaking words from a place of understanding what it is that we are representing would certainly give our words a bit more oomph behind them. I think about the power of the gospel present in a person like Martin Luther King Jr., with his great gift of oratory, or the power of God present within a person like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, with his steadfast commitment to the gospel of God, even in the face of the Third Reich. I think about the power of God present in Oscar Romero, the archbishop who was martyred in El Salvador. I think about the power of God present within regular, everyday people like me and you who trust God, say our prayers, live faithfully. Maybe the world could use a bit more of a reminder from time to time that what we're doing is not simply being good people, but that we are empowered to be the people of God. We're empowered to follow Jesus. We're empowered by the Spirit of God, and we do make a difference in this world, not simply with our words, but through our actions, through our witness, through our service, and through the ways that our lives point to the power that surrounds us, sustains us, indwells us, and leads us on. The power of God's Holy Spirit, which is ever brooding over us as that same Spirit brooded over creation. My prayer today is that we will remember that we are not powerless, but we have been infused with the power to change the world. Let us pray. Let your Spirit, O Lord, come into the midst of us to wash us with the pure water of repentance and prepare us to be always a living sacrifice to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.